to the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks, picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even his.
All right, welcome back. Hour or two from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas. Justin Anchory, Pat Bradley, joined by Wally Hall for one more hour today. We go right to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. He's been holding on for a few minutes here, and I appreciate it. Very prompt. He's ahead of the game. He is Freddie Knighton. He is ASU's hero quarterback from last season. Pat and I had a chance to go over to Mobile and watch the Go Daddy Bowl, and Freddie let him right down the field like he'd done it 100 times before, all John Elway-like.
It's in his blood. Maybe we should add another nickname. Ice. Yes.
That's right, exactly. He was very cool. We were all cool that night, though, because it was about 12. He was the MVP of the Go Daddy Bowl, 212 yards of total offense, and he joins us now on ASU Media Day. Freddie Knighton in the zone. Freddie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good, my friend. We had Coach on the other day, and I asked him, I said, so Freddie Knighton, is he your starting quarterback, or is the competition open? And he said both. So as you get ready for fall camp to get going here, I guess from a mental standpoint, you have to think like a starter and behave like a starter and expect to be the starter because you're the guy that is in position to be the starter. So can you talk to me about your preparation mentally going into the season?
Just try to be the best player I can be, best teammate I can be. I've been working with some guys over the summer just trying to get better and every aspect of the game, on and off the field. So, going to the fall camp, I don't really have too much pressure on myself, just trying to go in and do the best I can. And, coach will decide who's quarterback, however he sees fit.
What were some things that you wanted to work on in the off season, and, whether it's physically or from a preparation standpoint, to give yourself a chance to play at the highest level this coming season?
Just wanted to be in the best shape of my life. We're going to be running fast, so I just want to be able to not be as tired, when the fourth quarter comes. And I just wanted to get my timing down for my receivers. So me and JD and a couple other guys, we stayed late after practice. We go on the field in the mornings, just working on timing and routes, trying to get everything as perfect as we can. So when the game time comes, it'll happen.
Luckily for you, you've gotten to play in some good offenses the last couple of years. But it is 3 years now and a third coach, and it is a unique situation. Not many guys have been through. The guys that just graduated or will graduate, I guess, after this season are in a unique experience, too, having, changed every year the last few years. From a terminology standpoint and the way you guys do business, how similar or different is it to what you've been through in the past?
Similar in the ways that the coaches prepare and our meeting times and how we go through all that stuff. But, it's different just how they react with you and how they talk with you. Every coach has different ways of reacting to the player. So once you start to figure that out, everything else starts to gel and you start to create relationships with the coaches. But it just takes time. Over the summer and through the spring, we were able to make those relationships, and now I feel like we're sinking right where we need to be.
You guys had a handful of guys picked first team on defense, but you did lose some key components on the defensive line. You certainly have some good guys that are getting some attention in the preseason there as well. Offensively, when you look at the weapons at your disposal, I know you got a high-profile receiver and some other pieces of the puzzle, but how do you feel about the weapons you've got at your disposal going into the season?
I feel like we got some great guys, some great athletes, and even better players who aren't selfish. They know that a lot of different guys are going to be getting the ball, so it's good to have guys like that on your team who, they're going to be blocking downfield for the running backs, or they're going to be running routes off for other receivers to get open. So it's great to have those type of guys, and we have some great weapons on our team. Especially on the outside, we got some big receivers who can make plays on the ball, and we got some speedy running backs who can make some plays after contact. So I feel like on offense, we have some pretty decent players that can go out and, show that what they can do.
Arkansas State quarterback Freddie Knighton join us on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Again, coaching change this year, certainly a lot of guys back on this season. But when there's a change like that, sometimes people will get wary of picking a team to finish high in their conference. You guys were picked at or near the top by just about everybody going into the season. Are you at all surprised by all the positive attention, despite the coaching changes and the inconsistencies at the top the last few years?
No, I'm not surprised, just because, we've gone through, this will be our fourth head coach in the past 4 years, and we've still gone three-peat. So I feel like it's just the players, the attitude that we have that a lot of people, they don't expect us to do well because we have a new coach. So we just put our minds to it, and we try to do the best that we can and go out and play as hard as we can and play harder than the other team. So I feel like, you know, that's a little chip we have on our shoulder that we want to go out and prove to everybody that we can play no matter who our coach is and no matter what situation we're in.
You've had a lot of good moments over the years, going back to your high school days and on into your college career. But to put together a game-winning drive as the quarterback had to be a real confidence booster for you to end the season on. Can you talk about the end of that game? And I guess I think there'd been maybe an interception or something that went awry earlier in the fourth quarter or third quarter. But you bounce right back and you lead them down. I think it was like a 55-yard drive for the win. Can you talk to me about, you know, what – you know, what you take from that? Do we make more of that, or is that a big boost for you going into a season?
It's a big boost, but not for the sense that, you know, I led the guys down. But it was a big boost that before the drive, I had a bunch of guys just come up to me and say, hey, we believe in you. We know you can do it. So just no pressure. Just go out and do the best you can. And so having those guys behind me is probably the biggest boost of everything. Just knowing that they support me and they have faith in me, that's the most important thing. So that's the biggest boost that came from that game.
Freddie Knighton joining us in the zone. Curious how PA's offense and Kevin Kelly prepared you to run this college offense, and how often do you draw on what he taught you in your high school days?
Well, Coach Kelly's offense is unique. there are a lot of things, you know, he taught me, not really from an offense standpoint, but just as like a leadership and how you wrap the guys in your team. And so those are the important things that he taught me. But, you know, he just taught me how defenses work, what you can expect out of different defenses, how it's not necessarily how fast the guy is or how strong he is, but you try to get in his mind. So those are different things that he's taught me, but most of the things he taught me have been off the field, and I'm really thankful for him for that.
Freddie, your first game at Arkansas State, the team went out to punt. Did you ask what was going on?
No, but I felt a little hesitant at first. Like, why are we doing this? why would you willingly give somebody else the ball? But, you know, it's something you adjust to. And I guess, you know, it's on a different level, you know, college and high school. But, you know, I wish we'd go for it a little bit more. And so I'm still trying to convince these coaches maybe they shouldn't, you know, keep the punt team on the sidelines for a little bit.
What's Coach Anderson's take on that as far as fourth down situations?
Well, I haven't talked to him about it yet. I've talked to Coach Bell about it.
Okay.
You know, trying to take my way up the ladder a little bit.
I got you. You're a dual threat guy, and again, you did it with your arm and your feet in that win in the GoDaddy Bowl. How much do you expect your feet to be part of what you do this year, and how much will be trying to stay in the pocket and deliver to those receivers?
You know, still trying to work on, you know, the pocket game. A lot of people expect me to take off and run when there's any sign of danger, but during the off season, during spring, I've been trying to stay in the pocket just a little bit longer, getting better with that. But, you know, I'm not going to deny my athleticism, so whenever there's a chance to take off and run, you know, I'm going to take it if it's best for the team. But if not, I'm going to try and work the pocket, work my progression, and see where it leads out.
Well,
so then, what are you saying?
I was just looking at you at 5'11", 189 has listed on the website, and probably the two most talked about quarterbacks right now in Russell Wilson winning a Super Bowl right around your height, and, of course, Johnny Manziel is right about your height, and both guys can throw and run. When you look at those guys, what do you take from their game and with you trying to learn and possibly use what you see from them in games?
I watch their film all the time. I'll get on the internet and watch what they do, and I just love how Johnny plays. He just plays carefree, you know, not trying to take too much of it and just having fun with it. And, you know, I just like watching Russell just because he's so calm and confident. And he doesn't worry about anything else. And so I just try to, you know, mold my game after those guys. And a lot of people think that you have to be 6'5 to throw it. They think you're throwing over people, but you actually throw through windows. So just trying to mold my game to become a better quarterback after those guys because, you know, they're elite players, and you know, that's the level I hope to reach.
I imagine J.D. McKissick is trying to get the Mike Evans treatment this season, and he wants to chuck it up to him and let him go after a few times?
Absolutely.
When you look at the schedule, and we've looked at it, I mean, it's such a great schedule. This is probably one of the best non-conference schedules Arkansas State's ever had in its history. When you talk about playing Tennessee and Miami, unfortunately for you guys, both those games come on the road. But you're also playing an elite program in Montana State, in Jonesboro to start the season. You know, they're an elite FCS program. And then we'll get into the conference schedule here in a second. But those non-conference games, if you guys are going to measure yourselves, you certainly get an opportunity early on in the year against some non-conference opponents that are certainly highly thought of.
Absolutely. You know, playing Montana State, they're a top 10 FCS team, so they're not going to be a pushover. We're going to have to come out with our best stuff and, you know, play smart and play physical. And then going to Neyland Stadium, that's 105,000. So it's going to be exciting. We just can't let the atmosphere take us over and, you know, try to go out and play against a tough SEC team. So it's going to be tough at first. And then, you know, we head to Miami after that. And that's going to be, you know, crazy because everybody thinks about the U. That's dominant football. So It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. But we just got to go in with the mindset of business and hopefully come out with some wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you got there, I don't know if that was part of your you know, the pitch for you was to come there and play at those types of schools, but, I mean, that's got to be a, you know, an exciting thing for you guys to get to go down there and showcase your abilities against. It's you know, look, these are not vintage teams as far as Tennessee and Miami goes. These are not teams that are vying for a national championship, but like you said, I mean, from an environment standpoint, these are two teams that are awfully good, and you've got a couple of teams that are certainly on the rise. I mean, I know Tennessee fans realize that they're headed the right direction with with Coach Jones, but I mean, it's those are a couple of the better venues I would think in the country.
Yeah, those are two of the most exciting stadiums you can play at. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. You know, I know our guys are going to be excited for it and be ready. And you know, it's going to be that little shell shock at first when you see 105,000 people in orange, but it's going to be exciting. And I know we're going to be ready for it.
You won't get to go to Boone, West Virginia this year, but I guess that will be the case next year as you guys flip flop sites with Appalachian State. The conference is changing with the schedule and some of the teams coming in this year, and you guys will get a chance to play them and Georgia State now part of the mix as well, and Georgia Southern. So when you look at the conference schedule and the slate that you guys play, what stands out to you about the Sun Belt this year? It's certainly a conference that's been on the rise the last couple of seasons.
You know, we got a lot of good teams in the Sun Belt. A lot of teams came in at the end, came on strong. Texas State, South Alabama is going to be good, so it's going to be exciting to play in this league because a lot of teams have a lot of players that can play anywhere. So it's going to be fun to play against all those guys. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be hopefully some high-scoring stuff from us, and hopefully our defense shuts down everybody else. So it's going to be fun to see, and hopefully it's going to be fun for the fans to watch.
Yeah, Coach has told me that, Coach Anderson I'm talking about, said that even for a casual football fan or even a non-football fan, the offense will be entertaining. From a pace of play standpoint, is it faster than anything you've been with before? Is it similar? Can you compare it?
It's probably the fastest thing that I've ever done, besides moving in a car. So we're going to be moving as fast as we can. A lot of times defenses will check, but we're going to try to minimize that as much as possible by keeping the tempo up. And, you know, our guys are going to have to be in shape, so we're going to be moving guys in and out, you know, if guys get tired, but we're still going to try to move as fast as we can. As Coach Bell says, as fast as humanly possible. So if we can't do that, then we're going to have to find some different ways to do it. But that's the ultimate goal, is to move as fast as we can.
Freddie, we're always wary of talking nicknames with a college athlete, but, you know, Steve Sullivan, he gave you a nickname early in your career, Fast Freddie Knighton. I like Lightning Freddie Knighton better. That has always been my position, that should be the nickname. And I kind of got Sully on board for a minute, but he went back to his original. So do you have a preference, or is there a door number three that you prefer as a nickname or something your teammates have bestowed upon you?
I mean, I don't really know. Apparently I've heard some wild nicknames, but I'll leave that up to you guys. You guys are the ones that make the money doing that stuff. So
yeah,
whatever you guys give me is fine with me.
Okay. Well, I heard the Ball State folks have a nickname for you too, but I don't want to repeat it on the air. So,
what's the fastest you've run the 40 in?
I haven't run the 40 in a long time. let's see.
You won't have to run it until combine again, probably.
I know, right? Let's see. Going into my senior year in high school, we timed 40s at PA. My hand time was a 4.35, and my laser time was like a 4.47. I believe.
Are you faster now, or you think they're the same?
I'm probably about a solid 4.47, probably like that.
Yeah. You probably put some muscle weight on, I would think, since you got to college,
Coach Adidas got us bulking up, so see a little bit of difference. My chest isn't as small as it used to be. Pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Freddie, we appreciate the time very much. Good luck. When do you guys start? When's your first practice?
First practice, I believe, is tomorrow. Not sure what time. But, yeah, we get to
find
the helmet.
Find that out.
yeah,
it's kind of important that you know. Yeah, let's get the word out to Freddie on that deal. Well, we appreciate the time, my man. Enjoy it, and look forward to seeing you compete this season.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Later, Freddie.
You too.
That is Fast or Lightning or however you want it, whatever you want to call him. That's Freddie Knight. Man,
he even does interviews fast. That guy's unreal. He just does. Hey, no hesitation.
A friend of mine who's apparently an App State fan, the Closet fan, I had no idea, reminds me that I misspoke. It's Boone, North Carolina, not Boone, West Virginia for App State.
You know what? You had me sold on West Virginia. I think of the Appalachians, I think of West Virginia, bro.
Me too.
Sorry.
I think of banjos. I think of dudes on porches. I think of canoe trips that I don't want to take. I think of all kinds of things when I think of that. So, yeah, I guess I just put that all together.
It's pretty good moonshine.
Oh, incredible moonshine.
You know why it is? Because the water, just when it trickles down the mountains, it makes for a great setup for illegal moonshining.
I will say this, having had a chance to go to ASU in the last couple of years with football, going up with UCA and playing. I mean, they're doing a nice job there. I'm amazed by the consistency of the performance with the different coaches coming in. It's really remarkable.